This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Eric Nam, and welcome to K-pop DevOps show. This is a special episode where we're talking about my brand new song. It's called Runaway. Runaway, Runaway. So yeah, I released a brand new song. It's called Runaway, and it is a great song, guys. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how the song came together, who wrote it, how it was written, and the creative process behind the release of this song. So let's just jump into it. So Runaway, it was released on May 8th. And the songwriters on this are myself, Jay Kim, Flo Blow, Love, Luke, Michael Pollock. So that's how many people? That's 8 people, actually. Yeah, 8 different people were involved in the creation of this song. This song, I believe I first received it about a year and a half ago. So when I put my albums or my music together, I write a lot of my own stuff, but I also reach out to a lot of different teams and publishers and labels in the States particularly. I do it in Korea as well, but mostly in LA, to try to get songs that might suit me. LA has some of my favorite songwriters, producers living there, working there, doing sessions all the time. So we, you know, have my brother Eddie or myself, we reach out and we say, we're looking for this type of song, this kind of reference, and this is what we want to do. And so we received a bunch of songs, but by the time we received some of them, we had already kind of finished off the Honestly album. So the Honestly album was released in April of last year. And so there's Honestly, Potion, Don't Call Me, Lose You, and there's one more. Oh, this is not a love song. So those are the 5 songs off that album. And we had this song, Runaway, as a demo. And it was sent to us. And at the time, I think we had already finished up the creation of Honestly. And so we didn't really see space for it at that time because we felt like 5 songs is like a solid number for an EP. A mini album. If you go above that, then you're pretty much bordering on a full-length album, and we just didn't want to go into that territory. So we put it on hold, and we kind of left the song alone. And earlier this year, we're like, okay, we need to push out another song, and we're trying to figure out like what should we do. Like, so I had some other songs that, you know, have not been released that we're like, oh, maybe this works, and we're going through like all of our catalog of things that we had heard and received in the past, and we stumbled upon this. They resent it to us as well. And we're like, maybe this is like the right one that we could try to produce out. By the time we're like, okay, let's do it. Let's get the song. We approach them. We're like, we need the song. Like, we really like it. We want to make it our own. They're like, oh, well, there are like a bunch of holds on it already. And we're like, oh, well, we'd love to try to like work something out if possible. And so I pretty much had to audition for this song. I tried for like weeks to be like, to get the clearance for us to be able to use a song, just like convincing and, you know, asking the right people. And then at a certain point, they're like, can you cut the song, send it over as a demo? So I really rushed into the studio, recorded my version, tried to make it as clean and nice as I could, sent it over. And it took a couple days, for the teams to all come back and say, you got it. But it literally took like a month and a half to 2 months for us to get the okay. And so like the people who were involved in the original making of this demo is Michael Pollock. He's a great producer based out of LA, I believe. And then Jackson Foote and Emma Love Block. So those two make up the duo Loot. And Loot opened for me last year on my US tour. So they're, you know, incredible artists in their own right. They have like great songs of their own, like Your Side of the Bed. I don't know if you guys have heard that. I actually featured on like a, I don't want to say like a I guess like a type of remix of their song, Your Side of the Bed. And then they also wrote like No Promises for Cheat Codes and Demi Lovato. And so they're very, very talented songwriters, great friends, great artists. They recently released a song with David Guetta called, I think, 85%. So if you guys have a chance, be sure to check out Loot. They're great. So Michael Pollock, Loot, the two of them, and then Ari Leff, who is AKA Love. And so when I received the song, it was already like pretty much written, but it was just very, very acoustic. It was very, very acoustic, and we wanted it to make it a little more pop, a little more just mainstream K-pop kind of sound. And so in order to do that, I tapped Flow Blow. So Flow Blow, they're great friends of mine. They're super young and nice kids. They wrote like Energetic for 101. They wrote a lot of 101 songs. They also wrote Shine for Pentagon. Yeah. So they're great. And so I sent over the acoustic track to Flow Blow and said, this is the type of sound I want. I want it to be a little brighter. I want a little more bells and whistles. I want a little like this, that, and the other percussion this way. And they sent over a few renditions, and then we just kept editing and editing and editing. And then lyrically, we in Korea, when I do lyrics, we ask a bunch of different lyric houses. So there are different teams that write lyrics for a bunch of demos. And so we asked a few places, and we got probably 40, 50 different submissions, but nothing really like spoke to me. Nothing really clicked with me. But I had always had an inkling of like a feeling of how this song should go. And it was always a let's run away together. Let's fall in love. Let's go to a place where we can just be the two of us alone. A place that nobody else knows. And so as we started doing that, as I started thinking about that, I started like jotting down like great, like cool phrases or things that I thought might fit. And usually what happens is like Jay Kim, we work a lot together on all of my music. And even on the Honestly album, we co-written lyrically a lot of different songs. So I'll put together a lot of like Korean attempts, but like my Korean isn't perfect. And so there are things that I say that just apparently don't make sense at all. So I'll send it over to him, and then based off that, like he'll change things and edit things to maybe make a little more sense. And then we go back and forth to say what sounds better, what sings better, what's hookier, what's going to connect better with certain people. And that's pretty much how the song was written. So the song itself, when it was first written, it was, if you run away, don't tell me that you want, don't tell me that you want me back. So that was the original, where it's like, if you leave, don't ever think about coming back. Don't tell me you want me back. You're not going to be taken back. Like, don't leave me kind of thing. But if you guys know my recent releases, they're all like breakup songs. And I didn't want to do another breakup song. Like, I'm sick of breakup songs right now. So I wanted to do something that's a little more romantic, something that fits the season a little more. And I think spring, summer is like where everybody's like, you know, I want to go on vacation. And I want to date somebody. And I want to be in love. And that like warm feeling in your heart. And so we went with like run away with me, run away together, like Romeo Juliet. Like in my head, I kept thinking of like in American dramas or movies where you drive over to your girlfriend's house in the middle of the night and you're like throwing rocks at the window. And this is, by the way, this is like pre-cell phone, pre-messaging app kind of things, where you gotta call a landline or you gotta sneak over and like be like, hey, you gotta like send them a pager. Once I had the lyrics kind of set of this is the vibe, this is the message, this is what I want to get across, then it became a creative thing of, okay, how do we portray this in a music video? And, you know, I feel like everybody does, a lot of people do the studio sets with great choreography and like crazy lights and poppy clothes and all that kind of stuff. But for me, I didn't feel like that really fit this song in terms of storytelling. So what we did is we decided to go to Okinawa, Japan, and try to just shoot like a very like playful, young, fall in love music video. We wanted it to be something that's like almost felt like home videos. You know, you're watching somebody else's love story to give you that feeling of like, I want to fall in love. I want to be in love. Like, I want to date somebody. Like, that was, you know, we really wanted to portray that. And I think it came across pretty well. I think a lot of the comments and a lot of the reactions, everybody's like, oh my God, I want a boyfriend, I want a girlfriend, I want to be in a relationship, or I want to go on a vacation. And that was like pretty much the intention behind it. So we intentionally shot it very, very like low quality. We wanted it to feel very achievable, like anybody could shoot this type of thing. It's like a homemade honeymoon video. So the cameras that we used were all like very simple shoot and point, like Leicas and Sonys and very light cameras. And we just really had fun. We went to Okinawa, we went to the beach, we ran around at night and we had some beer, and like it was very spontaneous. Like the directors, pretty much they came to us, it's like we just wanted to keep it very casual, like, you know. And the only thing I really wanted was like I wanted to look very kind of street young, and that look of running in the night, and it's like very flashy at night. And so they came back with, cool, we could do that, but we think it might be fun to add in this vampire effect, this Dracula thing of during the day, you know, you're very, like, you're lethargic, you're lazy, you're not having fun, and you're bored, and you guys don't like the sun. But at night, you come alive. You become, like, these, like super vibrant, energetic kids who just are in love. And that's why we had, like, Dracula cape on. And that was pretty much, like, the only thing. Like, during the video, if you look at the video, like, during the day, we're all just kind of laying around, very lazy. Yeah. And then during the night scenes are all running and very playful. And that's kind of the hidden story behind that. So small details, like, we're holding a drink, and the drink is red. And it was, like, hibiscus tea. Twilight is done. So things like that, those were like small little details that we put into the video. And, you know, thank God for Seoni, because she was such a great partner in crime to shoot this with. Like, she's so nice. And everything, I hope for her too, it just felt very natural and casual. And so it was funny. Like, the second day we were shooting the music video, she had not heard the song. And I assumed that she had heard the song, but I was playing the song because I had to memorize the lyrics. And she goes, oh, is this a song? I was like, yeah. She goes, I haven't heard it yet. I was like, oh, well, this is a song. It's called Runaway. And she goes, oh. And I was like, what? She's like, that's why we're running. And I was like, what? Like, you didn't know why we were running? She's like, no. Like, because we shot all the night scenes the day before, like, when we arrived. She's like, yeah, I just didn't understand why we kept running. And I was like, you could have asked me, but this song is called Runaway, and that's why we're running through the streets of Okinawa. And that's just like, oh, okay, I get it. Now it makes sense. Yeah, she had not asked. I had assumed that she had already heard the song. You know, I had assumed, like, she got the treatment, she got everything. And so that's what I thought, but apparently she had not. So it's like, oh, okay, now I get it. I love it. It makes sense. And I was like, so you just thought we were shooting, like, a Nike commercial? She's like, yeah, pretty much. So that's how the video was shot. That's how the song was put together. The choreography was put together by my good friends, Code 88. It's, you know, if you guys haven't seen it on the music shows, I like it because it's not, like, particularly easy choreography for them, but for me, it's, like, I still have to sing live. So it's enough where I can sing and, you know, move around a little bit and show things. And I think in the choreography and in the music video, like, the lyrics, lyrically, it's a love song, but a lot of it happens at night. You know, it's run off into a night for just the two of us, to a place during the night where nobody else knows who we are, like, under the moonlight, like, a lot of night references. And so if you look at the choreography, it's like pointing at the moon. The music video, a lot of night scenes, and that's pretty much how the song was put together. Okay, so we're gonna send out a few signed CDs for this episode of K-Pop Taebak Show. And the way you can win some Runaway signed CDs is you can go to the YouTube music video of Runaway, leave a comment sharing your favorite part of the music video or the song with a timestamp, you know, whatever you'd like, and then tag the Taebak Show YouTube channel. And if you do that, you'll be in the running to win signed CD for Runaway. I'll sign it, I'll personalize it for you guys and send it out to you guys. And these are not available for sale anywhere, so there's very, very limited quantity, and you will have access to it. So please go ahead and join this giveaway, and hopefully you guys continue to love and support Runaway. This song is 2 minutes, like, 34, 36 seconds. It's very short. So when I first received it, it felt so short that I was like, we need a bridge. And so we did a bunch of renditions of, like, a bridge. Like, what could it sound like? What could it be? And we tried to play around with it. But end of the day, like, we just did not do it because we felt that it felt too forced. And it kind of lost a lot of momentum when you put a bridge in. And especially with songs these days, and because people's attention spans are so short, like, we'd rather just keep it very short. And if you want to listen to it again, listen to it again. But rather than forcing something, I don't want to say ruin, but, like, adding things that aren't necessary, like, I'd rather just do that. So we kind of took it all out. So that's pretty much how Runaway came together. It was a very, very collaborative effort. across multiple continents in multiple languages, doing very, very different things with different people. And, you know, I love this song, and I'm so thankful and happy that I was able to work with such amazingly talented people on Runaway. So if you guys haven't done so, please go ahead and check it out now. And don't forget about going to YouTube, leaving a comment to win a signed album from me for Runaway. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this special breakdown episode of Runaway. And I'll see you guys on the next episode of K-Pop Daybox. See you soon.
And now here is an exclusive behind-the-scenes clip from Loot on the making of Runaway.
What's up, guys? It's Jackson.
And Emma from Loot.
So we just want to talk about Runaway. It came about in kind of a crazy way. Randomly at a recording studio in Westchester,
New York,
at the Loft recording studio with Michael Pollack and Ari Leff, who a lot of people know as Lauv.
It was actually my first time working with Michael Pollack.
Yeah,
I think that was also our first time working with Ari.
Yeah, it was basically like we had all met each other probably within that week or so. It was all like very fresh, new creative relationship. And the song came together really, really quickly. I think Ari came in with this, like, the bones of that hook. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, is this something you guys would want to work on? And I think me, Emma, and Michael looked at each other and we were like, yes, we do want to work on this.
He goes, yeah, I have this thing. It's probably not very good. And he just plays it. And he was like, yeah, but we can, like, let's just start something from scratch. So let's, like, keep going, whatever. And we were like, no. We're going to use that. That's going to be the chorus.
So
it was just so cool. Like, it was so simple and, like,
yeah, it was really, yeah. It was a very classic, like, Lauv kind of moment.
Just throw it at the wall.
Yeah, and so that, it kind of went through a couple different versions of production, and we had recorded it at one point. There was Ari's vocal on it. And then, I guess, somehow it got to Eric, and they kind of took it from there and kind of brought it to another level, too, especially with the production and all that they helped out on. So we're really excited about it, and
yeah. Hope you guys love it.
Yeah, that's how it came together.
Eric, now we miss you.
Mwah. Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.